Well, once again with us in the Walk Right In studio is Frank Rowntree, Sheffield's Health Education Officer. Frank, last time we were talking, last Monday, of course, you were just tying up the details of the Sheffield show, adding it all up and seeing what it had meant to you. What actually happened?
Well, we were quite staggered. During the 3 days of the Sheffield show, we had over 6,000 people actually visited that small dental unit, which, as you know, was quite a little caravan fitted out with displays of teeth and toothbrushing techniques and so on. 6,000 people going through was what we thought quite a remarkable amount of interest, and we could say that we'd done a first-class job. But what rather surprised me was that throughout the show, there were numbers of parents who were going past the unit, pulling their children away. Their children wanted to come and see what was going on, and we heard such things as, "Don't go in there, they'll pull your teeth out. Don't go in there, that's the nasty dentist man." And, you know, really, this is the sort of thing that we are up against, that so many adults do frighten children of dental treatment and dental inspection. And it's the adult generation, really, who are responsible for the problem that we've got today. During the whole of that show, when we were giving out these tablets to children who came with their parents to see whether the child knew how to clean his or her teeth, we only found about half a dozen fairly clean mouths. The rest of the mouths that we had a look at were absolutely filthy. Their teeth at the end of the experiment were stained with the bacterial plaque, the muck and gubbins all over the teeth. I must admit that all of the parents were absolutely horrified and shocked. They had no idea at all that their children weren't cleaning their teeth properly. They thought they were cleaning them, but they didn't know that it wasn't properly.
On the whole, Frank, is it the parents who don't care? Is it the parents who are to blame for this?
I think the older generation is to blame. There are many parents who don't care. They wrongly say, "Oh, well, they're only their baby teeth, they're going to come out." This sort of attitude. Many parents just don't know of the dangers. This morning, as I was coming along here, I was absolutely staggered as I went through one school yard to see the numbers of children sucking ice lollipops. This was first thing in the morning. Now, the parents gave them their money. Whether they know that they buy ice lollies with them at that time in the morning, I don't know. Certainly, the adult who sold them those ice lollies knew what was going on. And I was staggered and ashamed for the older generation to think that there are shopkeepers who are prepared to open at that hour in the morning for the sake of a few pennies profit and the price that we are paying in dental and oral illness among school children. If this is going on all over the country, it must be a major contribution to dental and oral illness, something that we can ill afford as a nation. I think that we've all got to get together here, parents, teachers and shopkeepers, to see what we can all do. Our children are our future as a nation. Many people think teeth don't matter. They do. They're an important part of us, our bodies and our personalities, and they've got to be cared for.